It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, 833-JOE-ALEX. This is going to be interesting to see if people agree with what Alex's, theory is here, or if you're like, Alex, this is why you're single, and I say that with love, so do not throw you're throwing daggers at me right now. I don't appreciate that.
Listen, that's fine, because sometimes you have to stand for something. If we stand for nothing, we fall for everything.
All right, what are you standing for?
Do not text me with green bubbles. I am team blue bubble. If you text me with green bubbles, that is so gross. I'm so unattracted. I can't even tell you. So many times I will match with somebody on an app. I'm on a couple different dating apps right now, right? And they will ask me for my number. I'm like, sure, we'll transition this conversation from Bumble or Hinge or whatever into actual texting.
That's when it's getting real serious.
As soon as they text me and they're like, hey, you know, it's so-and-so. And if it pops up green, I am like so absolutely disgusting.
Why do I feel like this song plays in the background of your mind, but you're angry?
Like text bubbles.
You're like blue bubbles.
And I am not the only one to feel this way, because so many of those times when a conversation from a dating app does transition over into actual texting, the guy will even say it first. If we're both blue, he'll say to me like, oh, thank God you're blue. I have had that said to me so many times.
Is this just an Alex thing? Because I think it is 833-JOE-ALEX. And the reason I bring it up, not to bring up old things, because sometimes we have tension between us, but to get along. But I heard about what you did when we were, because Alex and I never worked together when the show started, but I heard from our old boss that you saw, like, we were texting and you're like, I can't work with him. And the reason why is you saw that I had an Android.
That should have been the first
red flag.
You tried
to take food out of me and my wife's mouth by making it so I couldn't have this job because of that. So it seems like it's all men in your life or people that you just you don't want to deal with that if they don't have the green bubbles.
Well, clearly you subscribe to this thought process, because what happened only maybe 2 months into you getting this
job? I was
job?
Shamed. You, my other coworkers, bosses.
Yeah, exactly. So you're admitting that it isn't just me. It's everyone prefers blue bubbles to green. And so you succumb to the pressure. Yes, but it was pressure, not just for me, from multiple people. And then you got an iPhone.
Only in radio, like the my line of work. I've never had anybody else like, oh God, Joe's got blue bubbles everywhere.
Well, thank God you have me, because at least I tell you the truth. But sometimes true friends have to tell you what's hard to hear.
Now, do you tell the guys this? You're like, hey, just so you know, we're done because of your bubble problem.
I just ghost them.
All right. Well, that's great. Macy's on the Joe and Alex Show. This can't be true. You agree with Alex?
I completely agree with Alex. I was just telling him that I actually one time left a family group message because I was too ticked off because I didn't want to see the green anymore.
You both have issues. I'm just throwing it out there. God love you, but you left a group conversation because of that.
I did, and I'm the same way. Anytime a conversation comes off of Tinder or Bumble or whatever the case may be, the first thing I say is, oh my God, thank God you're blue. I'm the same way.
Right. And here's the thing. Here's the reason why people are just like, I don't get it. Like, why should that matter? Because when you are texting with someone that also has an iPhone, you can see the typing bubbles, your text messages send like in chronological order. So sometimes when someone's texting with an Android, I'll get like 4 text messages from them, but they're all out of order. And that's
so annoying. Yeah, that is
annoying.
My mom does that, but I'm not romantically involved with her.
Yeah, it's just the worst. Everything is just the worst.
Oh,
and there's
gosh.
Special things that an iPhone does that an Android doesn't. So if you want to do something with somebody that's special with an iPhone, you're like, oh, you have an Android, I can't do it.
Macy, I totally disagree with you and Alex, but thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Thanks so much.
All right, hold on. I want to do one call because I didn't think it'd be possible, and we'll wrap this up. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know if you agree with Alex or disagree. Is this Markayla?
Yes, this is Markayla.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you for calling in. What do you want to say about these bubbles? Are you Team Alex here? You're like, this relationship's over.
No, I totally disagree with Alex, and I think that's really elitist to think that.
What? Oh, why is it
elitist? Explain.
Because people who don't have an iPhone may not be able to afford it, and so they use an Android, but they shouldn't be underneath others who have iPhones.
Okay, so here's my response to that. I agree with you. It is very expensive to get the latest and the greatest, but you can get an older iPhone for very, very, very cheap.
Okay, well, maybe they like Androids better.
Yeah, and in that case, I'd say they're a peasant. I deserve better.
Bow down! No. Hey, Markayla, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.